Hello, the Side Minister of the Prophetess on 91 episode 266. So we are personalizing Psalm 91 verse 11. That's where we are. What do you say? For he has given these angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. And I keep telling you that this is your story. This is what God has done for you, and you ought to walk in this. This is for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are looking at, we said this is Christmas time. It's getting to Christmas. So we want to look at it, angelic encounter, in the light of what happened at the birth of Jesus. And so we are looking at Zacharias, then we look at Mary, and we know that it's a blessing for us to hear about all these things. But the point is this, that we are not looking at them as them. It happened to them, but we are looking at it in relation to us. Because if we are not able to look at what has happened to them in relation to us, then we have, then where is the Christianity? Because this happened to them for our admonition, that we'll be able to look at them for our example. That's what the Bible says. And so we're looking at Zacharias said, whereby shall I know this? He said, then he added that because he's an old man and his wife is well stricken in years. And please, if you don't listen to the other episodes, kindly go back and listen to them. You'll be so blessed. You will love it. You will just love it. It will be effective in your life. These are seeds. Hey, power of God is just popping. It's popping. So. He said, whereby shall I know this thing? He said, I'm an old man. So we came to Romans 4, and we're looking at another old man, Abraham, 99 years. God tells him that you are going to be the father. I have made thee, already made, none will make, made thee a father of many nations. And then he believed, who against hope believed in hope, and being not weak in faith, that's verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. So we said that now we can tell why Zacharias was doing what he was doing, because Abraham was not weak in faith. So assuming he was weak in faith, he would also have said, for I'm an old man, I mean, even 99, my wife, very, very old. How are we going to ever give birth? So he was not weak in faith. And why was he not weak in faith? Then he tells you what is it. But considered not. He refused to consider. What did he consider not what? His own body, now dead. He did not, he was alive. So which part of his body was dead? Of course, his reproductive organs. At 99, I wonder how many people will be able to give birth. So it was, well, I'm dry. I cannot, before things will rise up. Things will rise up. I don't know how they will rise up because they've been dead. They've been lying low. I've been lying behind my wife like wawa board, like odum tree, like like mahogany tree, because we are both. What do we need sex for? We do not need sex for anything. We are past that. We are now brothers and sisters. Nothing needed at this point. We are not doing whatever. So Bible says he considered not. He did not ponder. You see, that's the thing. If you let your trouble, what you have right now, what is your pain right now, that thing, if you focus on it, immediately focus on it, it begins to grow bigger, and it occupies the whole space and cleans out everything. It swallows up everything. I don't know how to explain. I hope you're getting it. But that thing, when you focus on it, for example, you focus on a lack, financial lack. How are you going to pay your rent? You keep asking, how am I going to pay the children's school fees? Or a bill? Or your children are abroad and you have to foot some bill. You have to send, the child says, mommy, send me this $1,000. You just want, how am I going to get these thousands of dollars for the person? Or you're just, I mean, some as the more you focus on it and you think about it and you turn in bed and you toss and you think about, the more you do that, the bigger that thing will loom. It will loom. Listen, there are some people, when I look at them, I feel so sad for them. I feel so worried. Hey, when you let worry become your habit, when worry and fretting and anxiety, they become your friends. Plus fear, it is one troubling, it is so sad, because then your life goes nowhere. The more you worry, the more troubled you become, the more fearful you become. Then it's a cycle, endless cycle. So Bible says, he considered not, he refused, he saw it all, but he refused to consider it, to ponder, to stay there. He said, I will not stay there in this, I'm not going to look at it. I refuse to look at it. And that's your story in Jesus' name. You're blessed. Bye.